Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 81.
Thanks for joining me. We're going to start in the book of Romans in chapter number 8. And the scripture that I picked to read today is kind of lengthy, but it's all good. And so on another device, be it your phone, you know, laptop, iPad, whatever you have, you can look it up and read it because it's really, really, really good. Romans chapter 8. We'll be looking at verse 29, 31, and then 35 through 39. I mean, just still in chapter 8, book of Romans. It says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren," many in the house of God. And another word of conform, it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, conform means what? And I've seen this in old movies, and not too many new movies, but anyway, old movies that have a stamping machine. And it's huge, and it's big, and they run at intense heat, sheet metal on a conveyor belt, and it stops over a big contraption. It comes down and actually stamps, boom, whatever that sheet metal is supposed to be, whether it's a soup pot or anything else. And so it is conformed to another image. It's not a flat piece of metal anymore. It's not sheet metal. No, it is conformed into being a pot because the stamping machine stamped it with a whole lot of weight and a whole lot of heat and a whole lot of pressure to, boom, conform that into another image. So the word tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be conformed to the image of his Son, being Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Whose stamp do you have on you? And I'm sure that many of you watching right now, listening right now, you've heard the expression called, that guy is a spitting image of his father. Or that girl is a spitting image of her mother. What are they talking about? And maybe those that even say that terminology, those that say those things, don't even know what they're saying. But it goes back to the days of the potter and the potter wheel. And he has fashioned a vase or a bowl, anything, and he sees a flaw that nobody else can see. And maybe do novices or people that aren't familiar with pottery, then they think, well, it seems to be okay. It's not okay. Nobody's happy unless the potter's happy. And so he can break that piece of clay back down again, and with spittle and his thumb, mark it just a little bit, move it just a little bit as the wheel is going round and round to his image of what he wants it to be. What does God want us to be? He wants us to be like Jesus. He wants us to walk in his footsteps. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to have peace of mind. He wants us to be full of faith and not full of fear. Some of you watching this right now, listening right now, you heard my dad say many times at the end of his television broadcast, he said, feed your faith and starve your doubts to death, so let them die. And so the question is then, what diet plan are you on right now? Are you on the doubt and unbelief and fear diet? Or are you on the faith diet? What are you consuming? What are you watching? What are you eating? What are you confessing? What are you repeating? And we have to make sure that we are saying the right thing, doing the right thing, letting that new thing become a part of us, or where we are, making more room for faith and less room for doubt, fear, and unbelief. And before you know it, it'll all be gone. Have you ever been around people that whenever they talk, everything is negative, every single thing. And they see a half-empty glass all of the time, never half full, but half empty all the time. Well, you know, it's a sunny day. I said, I know, I heard the rain's coming. All right, in the fall, I said, well, aren't those leaves beautiful? Yeah, they're all dead. They're going to fall to the ground. They have nothing good to say about anything. I said, oh, would you look at that? It's snowing outside. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, my car, I've got to probably get stuck in it. They've got nothing good to say about anything. Even when it comes to church. How come the lights are so bright? Or why are the lights so dull? Why is it so hot? Why is it so cold? Oh, man, those singers, they're too loud. Or they're too quiet, I can't hear them. And on that negative person can go thing after thing and item after item. They don't have one positive bone in their body. Doesn't seem like it. But I got to remember, you have to remember what the Lord said himself. He said, need to pray this way. Thy kingdom come. Is everything good in the kingdom of God? Oh, that's where we have the King of Kings. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. Whatever part of the earth you're in right now, the kingdom of God can come to your earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there fear in heaven? No. Is there peace in heaven? Yeah. Is there praise in heaven? Oh, yeah, you better believe it. We got to get practicing right here, right now. We have to practice. We have to practice of going into the throne room right here, right now. And you don't have to succumb to that thing called fear. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thanks for being with me today.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.